live.
Oh, dang.
Hey, look, they said we can't be in a we got to get in and out.
I'm 6 feet. I'm 6 feet.
You are extremely close to me.
I'm far from yawning. Period, poo.
With your mask.
We're going to get it.
And a Lysol. Come close to me if you want.
Practice that social distancing, man.
Okay. Okay. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Hey, yo, did you sterilize that shit before you started?
Which one?
All that.
Oh, yeah, I done sprayed around this joint so many times. Everything should be sterilized.
It's a chopper.
Y'all going to choose the podcast?
Oh, I didn't know we was on. we was waiting on you. We didn't know we was on.
You were touching stuff. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
It's Corona, y'all.
It's on Danica.
Blame it on the Rona.
Go ahead, take it away.
I guess. Guys, here we are.
Hey guys, sorry, it's our first time.
I know.
Let's do it. Let's do it again.
No, I don't want it. Somebody else do it.
Just say your name, girl. Just say your name.
Hi, it's me, Danica.
And to your
I got you.
To my right,
PNB Podcast.
There we go.
It's the truth in the building. You know, be more in the building. To my right, I got.
Niggas put me on the spot.
It's okay. It's Caitlin. Sincerely, C. Danny, the queen of the sea hive, was propping.
Yeah.
My ears are hot now.
She got the mask on and shit. Listen. You know what I mean? In front of me, I got.
I'm here, man.
Okay. Yeah.
He's
just here so you don't get fined.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. He lights all down. You know, we got the Clorox wipes in the building. We got the hand sanitizer. That shit gone.
Hey, y'all know I was itching.
Have another one in the car. Don't play me.
Oh, okay.
Y'all know I was itching to cancel this week, too, so.
Listen.
I'm here, man.
We here.
All praises due.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah,
I am.
Bless you. I'm so happy.
You sent us the text. Worried. I thought you had the corona, nigga. I was like, look, because I knew you was the only one at work. So I was like, yo, he down bad.
I didn't think you had the wrong. I just wasn't sure.
He was like, yo, I don't feel good. I can't.
I wasn't in a good space mentally.
You wasn't in a good mood. You didn't feel good.
But that was after we had put the emphasis. Yeah.
How?
What do you mean? By not feeling well, are you sick?
I was on my period.
Okay.
Oh,
trying to cancel.
You know, Virgos like to handle everything themselves.
So. I mean, men have periods too. We got PMS.
Y'all, okay. Yeah.
Not the period part, but the PMS part. We be on the mood. We go through a mood.
Absolutely. Y'all just don't bleed from there.
We usually handle it on like 2K or Call of Duty, though.
No, you don't.
On the average month, like how many days do you find yourself in a mood? Like, is it a week or is it a couple days?
It's like,
I'm going to put the theory to test.
No, it's like two to three. It's like
the menstrual,
cycle. 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Because you just like don't want to be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hormonal.
I always tell my girl, like, I want you here, but I don't want you talking to me. Like, on some real shit, it's like,
I feel you, son.
You know what I mean?
It's like, seen and not heard.
No, not even.
It's like, problematic.
Because I even used to tell my brother that, and we lived in the same room. I'm like,
We lived in the same room.
Are you okay?
I'm like, yo, I want you here, but I don't want you, like, talking to me.
Like, I wanted to see you, but I just don't open your mouth. Just don't.
It's like, yo, you need your space, but like, you know, you don't want to tell people like, yo.
This nigga all his Floyd Mayweather shit.
Nah, come on.
We had a whole episode about this.
But
you know, the men shit is real. Like, you know, you just, because men, we need our space sometimes. It just
y'all
like,
are moodiest.
Figure things out. Yeah. Especially at this age, because, you know, 2020 been putting us through everything, bro. You know what I mean? Now they got us on house arrest for real.
I'm about to ask y'all, man, how y'all week been? I know everybody here is three out the four. I'm sorry. On work from home and all that. How's that been going?
Nigga, 2 days in and I don't miss the going to work part, but like working from home is tough because like everything closes so early now. You know, bars, gyms, and restaurants close in at what, 5 p.m.?
Or not even open at all.
Or not even open. Yeah, we just got to know.
I think they closed them all in Maryland, right?
Yeah. And that's tough because like if I'm not at work, That's where I was going to go.
And the plan to finish right here.
Yeah,
too,
to spend my time. So now I can't do that. So it's like, all right, how do you work out? You work out in your house?
They surely still collect their coin from I can't fucking go.
Right. Oh, you know what? So they sent my mom an email. She called me. She was like, they're going to refund you for March. And they're also offering every member like online classes.
Oh,
you know what?
Okay.
So that's what they said.
They what? Yeah, Rachel sent a screenshot earlier. It was the yoga studio that she goes to. They're streaming their yoga sessions online.
Okay.
Yeah. But you still pay the full just regular price for the session.
I don't know why they don't do that anyway, because they can get more attendees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know, I feel like because of this whole, and we jumping into this topic super early, which we don't want to, but because of this whole corona shit, I feel like we're going to, businesses are going to move differently once all this shit is clear. But we get back into that. Anyway, so you said it's been rough for you for 2 days. Danica, how about you?
Well, in case y'all remember, I was also all last week because I was home with my sick kids. So now it's like 10 days having been at home and and like having minimal social interaction. And it's already starting to take control. Like being at home by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, granted, last week with my kids and next week with my kids.
You got that 23-1 shit. Yo, imagine if you was really locked up, dog. Niggas ain't surviving. So, you know, niggas being like isolation and shit for years on end.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just like I can only find but so many things to occupy my attention. So I just
ain't mad at
snack. I literally buy and most of that's boredom.
I see somebody tweet earlier. It was like, man, how the fuck am I supposed to survive this if I already been eating all my snacks?
I went grocery shopping on Friday and already ate half of my snack.
Damn.
The internet just gotta take you. Like, the internet just gotta take you. You gotta find new sites. You gotta, you know, just.
Well, you know, I'm still not.
Oh yeah,
but I gotta share.
Come on back, child.
Oh, you ain't using the internet.
I mean, I use it just if I need to.
Oh.
I try to stay off of.
You better hop on that CNN. You better hop on.
No, I don't look at the. You know who my source is? My mom. She calls me. She's called me today, and she's like, "Hey, look. Just want to give you an update. They might be sending us money. We'll see." I was like, "All right, bet. Let me know." Because she knows I don't watch the news.
You ain't keep up
and
with
I'm not,
shit.
I'm wait, not wait. Like on social media, which is typically how I get my news from Twitter. So
wait.
How about you, say Dana? Yo, this is such a weird arrangement. Like
it's so weird.
You know what
it's
me?
Okay.
She trying to stay away from everybody. Social distancing.
Period.
It's the way even it's like this, I'm not used to this chair. So like,
yeah,
we before I just swivel.
Tell anybody, nope.
Like, yeah.
Take a walk in my shoes. So. Last we talked, I was supposed to be in Africa. And so I am now reporting live from Africa.
as I
it. No, like I really have to like make myself laugh in order to not be upset. Like I literally when I realized that I wasn't gonna go, I stressed myself out to the point where like I had a headache for 2 days. My stomach was hurt and like I just felt really terrible about not being able to go. Like I felt like the decision I made of course was the best because it wasn't about the virus or whatever. I wasn't concerned about that. It was the fact that I was worried about being able to get back home. And my mother was like, I mean, if you're stuck out for whatever, then that's just an extra vacation, sis. No, if I called you and told you I'm stuck in the freaking UK or South Africa, her ghetto tail would have been on somebody's boat, plane, train or walking to get me. Like, it's not a joke. It's not a game.
And the sad part is, shit.
She would have been stuck over that joke, too.
Bad, girl, now we both here. How she gonna be back?
And then she's going to blame you.
And then she's going to, exactly. Yeah. If you had never left, mom, but you told me to go.
Right.
So, yeah, so I was dealing with that. Y'all, it's hard as Jack to talk to ask. Ooh, Lord.
It's getting hot, ain't it?
Woo!
I see your glasses fogging up.
I know.
All right. Okay. Whew. Okay.
I can hear you clearly now.
You can hear me better. Don't sound like I got a tissue stuffed in my mouth. All right. So, yeah, so Africa, that was hard, but I decided to, if anybody follows me on Instagram, I decided to talk about the fact that, like, I had to look at my situation differently. And so I decided to, on Sunday, I went to church, and I decided to wear my safari suit.
I seen y'all niggas beating y'all feet, dog. Hey,
let me tell you something. Let me shout out my church real quick. I go to the Word of Prayer Cultural Center, 1450 Mercantile Lane, Suite 227.
Yeah, TCB in that
We are out of the box, but in the Bible. We're lit. It's tight as mud.
Coming out the box.
Listen, okay. No, but for real. So I went to church
Genesis,
and I was
Exodus,
like.
Leviticus. Okay.
It's like, nah. But yeah, so I decided I was going to go to church and I was going to wear my safari fit because the thing is, I didn't spend that money on that bomb fit for nothing.
Right.
So I decided to fact. So I decided to go to church in my fit. Afterwards, I pulled my best friend to the side and I was like, "Hey, yo, can you get me with the flick real quick?" And so we found a woodsy little brush, and I took pictures as if I was on safari.
That shit, listen, let me tell you something. That shit was funny. And you know, I'd be trying to go. I was like, you know, I ain't gonna respond back with nothing funny.
You can't
fake it till you make it.
Because here's the thing. Again, it was for me. It was all about perspective. Like, absolutely. If you look at it as a glass half empty, like I could have sent all of my stuff back and been upset. Right. The only thing I'm sending back is my ugly boots.
The Viking boots.
Okay. Yeah, but it's okay. But the thing is, like, if I look at it, if I look at it as, you know, the fact that Caitlin, you're here with your family, like you don't have to worry about, you don't have to stress, you don't have to concern yourself about what's going on there, you know, at home when you're away. And I would feel guilty and like selfish for like enjoying myself when, you know, all this stuff is going on, even though honestly it's stuff going on, but I'm just at home. You know what I'm saying? Work-wise, it's interesting because, I work for a school. Like, I work for schools.
I was thinking about that on my way up here.
And, yeah, so I work for a college, but my job requires me to go to different high schools to talk to students. Everything is closed. So I literally, not doing anything, which is really funny because I was like, God, you got jokes. Now, I know it probably wasn't, like, the whole corona thing wasn't in the whole plan, but it's just fun. It's ironic to me that, like, I literally was like, God, like, I really wanted to just be able to, like, focus on my own stuff and, like, focus on me and, like, my work, my business, my da-da-da-da. Now I can, because we ain't at work.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. I've been doing that. Somebody hooked me up with the Disney Plus passcode. So
was it one of your dumb?
Keep it playing for the podcast. Shorty was like,
hey, Mr. Man.
Mr. Man.
He was like, but are you going to watch it yourself, though?
He was like, I said, no, you got to stay at your house. Oh, my God. You got to stay out.
So y'all be using niggas so quick.
No.
How you log in and
no,
let him in?
He offered. He was like, you want? I don't even be using it like that because I know you like watching Proud.
Yeah, that nigga lying like shit. He signed up for you.
That nigga wanted you to send him back. Hey, so you can come through and watch it with me.
No, it was so funny because he was like, yeah, we about to be quarantined. Da, 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 so let's go get something. Da, da. I was like, all right. So we are out on in Eastern Market, down at like Eastern Market or whatever. Everything is closed. I'm thinking we're gonna go to this place. Da, da, da.
Nope.
We ended up at the Hood and Pizza. Now, mind you, and Pizza isn't typically Hood, but the one on 8th Street, Hood. So we get in there. I'm literally like this, like hands up, don't touch nothing. Don't. And you better not call for sneeze or we're walking out of here. Like, I'm not playing no games. He was like, do you want to sit in here? I said, no, we're eating in the car.
Yeah.
Like, we literally sat and ate in the car the entire, like, yeah. So yeah, that's been that. I've literally been twiddling my thumbs at this point, but I got some things I can be working on, which I'm excited about. My brother is at home. And he's 9, and so we're trying to keep him busy and occupied and not slicing his thumb.
Keep him away from the art.
Listen, period.
Just
but
kids.
Yeah. So that's that. What about you?
Oh, shit. Man, I've been
you'll
at,
never respond.
Man, I've been at work, man. That's why I want to switch it up. Y'all do the, you know what I mean? Y'all do the leading. But look, I've been at work this week. It's been kind of rough. I'm having a really hard time adjusting to getting back into the lifestyle I used to live. A couple years ago, you know what I'm saying? Like, working without my phone and all that shit has been an absolute drag. Like, yeah. I've been super depressed about that shit. It's not even just working without my phone, it's just working in isolation. I don't really fuck with it. So, for sure, I don't know this yet, though, but actually, I'm about to be home indefinitely until niggas decide to bring me back to work. So, I should be off at home for, like, the next 4 weeks, and I ain't tell her. So I'm about to be getting on her motherfucking
nerves.
Congratulations.
Oh,
Lord.
Tomorrow, she gonna be kicking you to wake up. You can be like, look.
I gotcha. But while I'm off, I do plan on, I've been working on this course online. So I plan on doing that. Man, we can talk about that shit later, though. Things we're gonna do with our time on.
I find
but
it so funny. Like, not even funny. It's real ironic that you started a job and literally, like, what is
it? Yeah, it's been roughly 2 weeks. And we're about to be home.
Already shit is.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. My God is an awesome God.
Listen, he reigns.
Let me tell you something. That Jay Electronica album dropped right on time because I needed it. Because Lord knows I've been going through it, dog. But yeah, it's only been 2 weeks and I'm about to be home for a little bit. Hopefully,
yeah.
They sent an email out today listing all the folks that they need to report in because of the work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't really been doing shit. So in the bottom of the email, it was like Renee indefinitely. I was like, bet. He was like, you know, just working some trainers at home and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
so that's what I'll be doing.
That's what we were told is work.
Actually,
definitely.
Which really means I'll be on Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, my work from home been trashed. I've been doing like the 9-to-9 shift, bro.
Wow, go boy.
Nah, fuck that. It's people started working harder ever since, you know, you get the work from home option. Now they think they can email you after 4:30.
Oh, that's
exactly. Like, you know,
like, nigga, yes, just because I'm at home does not mean I'm available.
And that's, they started setting no call. I got a call today at 5:30.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Oh, no. That's when you block, like, just purposefully block your schedule anytime after 4:30.
You're imposing at this point.
So people know that you are not.
You can't put do not disturb. You can't put like an out of office type vibe on your job.
For, nah, because.
It's on your client too. It's not even firm.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little different. Yeah. A little different.
I would hit that reject very quickly.
Word. Sorry, I thought it was.
But shit, man, what are we talking about today? We're talking about Ronas. We're gonna jump into it.
Ronas. I guess.
What's the latest and greatest, man? It hit America hard. Yeah. NBA got canceled.
Every state has at least one case of corona. West Virginia being the last state. So shout out to
Rhode Island has it too.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild that West Virginia, out of all states, was the very last one to get it. Like, what were they doing right? I know they live in isolation.
They're isolated regardless. Yeah. It's not like a super
and nobody traveling there.
Yeah, nobody travels. It's very, like, I feel like very insulated there. Like, because they live there and they don't need there. Unless I bet you the reason why I got there is because of WQ. That's the only, I bet you If that university did not exist in that state,
they'd be fine.
I bet if we looked it up, it's probably in Germantown or
whatever the town is. I don't know what it is, but
that's probably where the case is.
I would bet money. Mm. Yeah,
how much?
Which not any money to give.
That makes a lot of sense.
Niggas so bored that they talk about how much on the corona.
Right? Why are we betting on Rona? Not the right person.
I mean, Florida shut down the whole state for real. They canceled.
It should have been shut that state down, but that's
it's
already sinking into the ocean. Right. So let's just expedite.
But that makes sense though. Like, just thinking about like the size of places and or the places where people travel most, because wasn't like New York and California like one of the first places?
Yeah.
And you think about New York and California, one being super huge, the other one being highly populated. That's a whole lot.
I'm a little worried because the Rona ain't killing nobody right now. Like, I mean, it's killing people, but like, you can get it and recover from it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like a deadly, deadly virus.
Unless you're in an age group.
Right. Unless you're in a specific age group. But like, AIDS, you get AIDS. When we were thinking about that back in the day when you contracted it, you were done. You know what I mean? Like, it was a done deal. I don't think that's the feel with Corona. Like, you get it, but it's like, okay.
It's going to mutate.
Yeah, you just get, and that's my fear. I'm like, yo, okay. Not a lot of people who are contracting it are like dying. So what is this huge response for? Like, why are all these governments really shutting everything
it's
down?
It's because they know they fucked up. They had the timeline. They knew that they could have like dipped it in the bud before it actually escalated to the point where it did. And now that it escalated way quicker than they thought it was going to, they have to react. They could have been way more proactive about it, but they slept on it, and now niggas is really like,
And then they had that one lady in London who gave birth to a child.
Yeah,
with corona.
Whoa, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
a newborn.
So she contracted it, but she was pregnant.
Yeah,
and then she gave birth to the child, and the child has corona.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I know they were saying originally like kids, obviously like school age kids had a hard time contracting it because their immune systems are like fucking steel.
Yeah.
But with the infant. That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Even with infants, they have a great immune system, honestly. Yeah. Just because, if the mom's immune system is strong, there's more likely strong as well.
Right.
Especially then, a lot of breast, if they give that back to the child as grown.
Right. That makes
sense. So I think that unless the baby actually had kind of issue, like kind of developed something respiratory or something like that, then it may be at risk, but I don't really see it being able to I feel like it's probably, hopefully, obviously, I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Nor do we really even understand what it's going to do or
exactly.
And what impact it would have on a baby that's small.
Well, they were saying that even if you recover from it, you can potentially lose like upwards to 30% of your lung capacity.
That's wild.
Even if you recover from it.
But which is,
that was just thrown
out.
Right. You know.
But even then, like, that's a huge impact on, like, the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you do everything.
You can't take a deep breath.
Literally,
like,
shortness
of
breath for the rest of your life.
Even though I know the majority of people that get it, they don't have symptoms, they don't have signs of it, they'll be totally fine. But the folks that are getting hit with it that are dying, like, that shit's crazy. Like, especially with older folks.
Yeah.
Like, I know you done lived your old life and all that, that's fine. But niggas don't expect to just fucking flop over. Or like in Italy now, they literally telling people above the age of 80, just stay home.
Just don't go.
Just don't even come to the hospital. We don't got the beds for you. Like, can you imagine just being at the crib? Like, yo,
I'm out.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. You know what I mean? It's, yeah, it's that shit crazy.
Yeah, I was reading this one story on Twitter. They were talking about a guy who obviously couldn't go into the space. He was working at a hospital, and it was a man that was of old age. He contracted corona, and he really just wanted to see his like his grandchildren. And of course, they couldn't come for obvious reasons. And so the man allowed him to FaceTime.
I was going
to
say video chat.
Yeah, he was able to FaceTime them. And hours later, he ended up passing, which was really, really sad. I don't remember how old he was, but yeah, it's, I mean, it's just crazy. It's I don't know how to explain it. It's one of them things for me, like, I can't think about it too much because, like, at one point it was like messing with my mind, like, for no reason though, because I knew for a fact that, like, I'm good or whatever, but still just thinking about the impact, thinking about other people, yeah, and like, and all
you
that
could
stuff.
Pass it on
back, yeah. And not knowing really.
And that's the scary part is the fact that you could pass it, could be living on you. You have no idea. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I seen the jump with Donovan Mitchell. He got it, and he did an interview yesterday on MSNBC and was like, I literally have no signs. Yeah. Like, I've been in quarantine now for well over a week because when it came out, it's like, I feel totally fine. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the scary part, because you've been moving through your life for them all the time that you had it.
Not knowing.
Touching stuff, speaking to people, giving kisses, giving hugs. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it was a story, supposedly, that a little kid got coronavirus now after he got an interview. I mean, an autograph from Rudy Gobert.
Oh my God.
Like, that's just wild in itself. You know what I mean? Like, you literally had, even though he's a whole entire dickhead, we could talk about that in a few. It's still wild that you're passing something along that you literally have no idea that you have. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing. We don't know how long it's been around. Because remember back at the beginning of the year how everyone was like getting sick from the flu?
Mm-hmm. You know what's wild? So my sister, the one that lives in Seattle, she worked for Geico. So obviously she worked in like a small office. She said that one of her coworkers was in the bathroom and she overheard one of their coworkers say that she had spent time with one of her friends like all weekend. And that Monday, her friend wasn't feeling good. She went to the hospital to get tested for corona. Mind you, she's in Seattle, where the hub of corona is.
Yeah.
But my sister also said back in like December, her whole entire office was sick. And nobody knew what was going on, but they all had the same exact symptoms. Mm-hmm. The same symptoms that are coronavirus related.
Yeah.
Jesus. So she was like, everybody think in the office that they had the shit early, but they had no idea. But they did say, United States got warning of this. Back in December.
That's what I'm
saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, Trump, I just seen Trump tweet talking about some, the Chinese sickness or whatever.
Oh,
Trump.
It's like, no, bro. Somebody said Kung Flu.
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
Nah.
Kung Flu?
I forgot who it was, but it was some political somebody. And it was, somebody tweeted and was like, young, that's not, they were like, that's
he's
like,
really tickled by
yes, it is. But somebody else said that. They were like, that's a really good one, but I can't laugh. Like, you know, like that's,
We so behind, bro. Like, I seen the videos in China.
Not
them niggas
food,
driving
bro.
Around with the spray trucks. Yeah, listen, spraying everything,
I'm so. Trying to figure out where our trucks are.
Nigga, right. They had the drone.
The drone jumped.
They put the shit up. Okay. They were spraying everybody.
Get in the house, lock the windows, and just let us just air this joint out.
All we got is the cleanup crew at Rose Bar.
Okay,
that's all we got, bro.
But see, here's my thing about Rose Bar, bro.
Oh,
they were sterilizing open bottles, like spraying the shit into the bottle.
Fuck it.
They just did that for the gram.
But like, bruh, come on.
They did it for the
niggas gram. Was like, yo, but at least the bottle clean. I'm like, nigga.
So the worst part about it, they made it hot because I know the mayor was sitting watching that video in disgust because the next day, she shut all that shit down. Dropped that video on, I think they dropped it Friday night. To say, yo, y'all good for the day, the brunch tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, put a stop to all that shit.
Nigga, I was in park on Sunday at, it was like 4:30, and we got the message. They was like, yo, we not letting nobody else in.
Ooh.
And they were like, yeah, we closing it. And I think they closed it like 6, but I was out of there before then. Yeah. When I walked out, Popo was outside like, yeah. Y'all got to get out of here, you know, get home, that corona hitting.
I'm crying. Like, yeah, we had gone to dinner. On Sunday, out at the Navy Yard, we went to Due South, and it was a party of 8 of us. Now, there was a sign on the door that said, you can't sit at tables of 6. Like, the max you can sit at a table is 6. So we all counting each other like,
Niggas doing that funny math.
What we about to do? So we walk in and we were like, yeah, it's 8 of us. And he was like, he was like, we can sit you at separate tables. So we're thinking it's just going to be like a table, like one beside the other.
Nope.
Nah, it's 6 feet apart. So mind you, we're in one booth. We do 4 and 4. So we're in one booth and then there's a booth in between us.
Yeah.
Empty. And then the rest of the party is over there. So mind you, we're pretty much the only people in the restaurant. We are like yelling, hey, yo, you want da da da? You need me da da? Legit, like yelling at each other across the room.
Y'all was being some niggas, huh?
Listen, if you going,
you going to do it.
If you going to segregate us like niggas, we going to act.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's been crazy.
I miss basketball. That's all.
Game from decades ago.
Bruh, they was playing the joke. It was like the 2017-2015 playoffs where the Wizards went to game 7 with the Hawks when John broke his hand.
Oh, yeah.
So they played that joint at 6:30, and then the tweet said, and if you miss it at 6:30, you can catch it and get it at 9:30. Y'all bored. Y'all bored for real.
Smug. Somebody said that they was going to start playing Baby Boy on ESPN.
Oh, that's funny NBA. Shit.
Wow. I seen BET tweet them niggas like,
it was
nah.
Like, nah.
For, I miss all that.
They responded was like, nope, tried it, or chill, whatever they said.
Relax.
Yeah. That's funny. That's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, all this shit is should be taken serious. You know what I'm saying? All the congregating, we got to definitely put an end to that. I seen niggas in Florida at the beach still. I seen Atlanta, they was turning up. But I'm like, bro, the CDC is in Atlanta. They're telling y'all, don't be in groups over 50. And really, it should, probably should
Trump,
be.
Trump said 10.
Trump said 10. Why are we doing that shit? It's like, we have nothing to prove.
Yeah.
We will be okay. Like, we've been partying all fucking winter long as is because we had a nice winter. It ain't been cold for real.
Yeah, that's fact.
You can sit at the house for a little bit, man.
Nah, niggas can't. You see what's popping right now in liquor stores.
Yep.
Every liquor store is packed. Y'all, niggas got about 3 liquor stores outside of this bitch. All of them joints still have people. So
got my whiskey, got my wine.
The jump right here. So I drove past that bitch the other day.
That jump booming.
Yes, it was.
You must be prepared.
No, it's because, man, black people know how to laugh through pain and drown their sorrows and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the two things that we good at.
Niggas ain't got no food, but, you know, we got 3 different types of Hennessy. Okay.
Whiskey and weed, man.
Have y'all tried hitting the grocery store?
Yeah,
what was y'all experience?
I went on Friday.
I went Thursday. I went to Trader Joe's. My mother went to Harris Teeter.
Oh, shit.
It's only because it's closed. Only because it's closed. Only because it's closed.
I was about to say, shit, you ain't go to Shoppers?
No.
Ain't no Shoppers. All the Shoppers closed.
No, because the ones by my house are hood, and I just don't have time.
All the Shoppers? What Shoppers? All the Shoppers closed.
Safeway.
Right? I'm about to say, Shoppers is closed now. Because the jump right here off.
What you mean closed as in, like, closed?
Most of the Shoppers in D.C. is gone. It's only, like, one.
Oh, yeah, D.C. No.
I mean, even in Maryland, because.
I would have to go to.
One right here turned into a Spanish store. It's a Spanish store.
Well, one right there, but nah, there's one in Largo.
The Silver Hill Road one is open still, but there's a couple that closed.
Silver Hill Road is open. Largo is still open. There's a couple that's not. But there's a Safeway by my house. But yeah, no, I'm not going there. So I went to Trader Joe's. My mother went to Harris Teeter because we are close to both of those places. Mm. I was literally waiting in Trader Joe's. I was in line for 10 minutes just to check out. The line was wrapped all the way around. From the produce section all the way around to like the frozen food section, all the way around the wine, and then you get in.
So, you know, Pennsylvania Avenue?
Uh huh.
First and foremost, let me tell you something right now. If y'all ever have, if there's no fucking worse Trader Joe's in America than that one, that line is ridiculous on an everyday basis. Like, you go in that joint just on a Monday evening, and that joint is wrapped from the register. Into like the broccoli section, and sounds crazy.
And it'd be niggas only getting like 2 items.
Yeah, son, I'd be so mad,
bro.
Yes,
they don't feel a big
son. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
I've never experienced any issues like that. Was the first time I've ever had like or dealt with a long line. But yeah, that was a mess. A lot of the frozen food was gone.
All the meats is gone.
We were good. I was good. My mom said that. When she went to Harris Teeter, a lot of like the meats and stuff were gone. We don't eat beef or pork or nothing like that. So she was stuck getting like little baby wingettes for my brother. So she's like, I don't know. I'm going to make barbecue chicken, buffalo wings. We're going to have jerk wings. We're going to have this. She's going to do wings a million times over.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I'm trying to think what else. We had a little bit of an issue getting water. Yeah, so we ended up with just getting like the little gallons of water and stuff like that, but they ain't had no bottled water.
I want to hear y'all. I want to hear Danica's thoughts on a niggas going to the store and hoarding shit.
Yes, Lord.
You about to turn up.
Uh-huh.
I know you've been on social media, but I don't know if you've seen a report of the dude There was a guy in Tennessee that drove around to all these small cities between Tennessee and, I believe, West Virginia. He bought $17,000 worth of hand sanitizer between him and his brother. They bought $17,000 worth of hand sanitizer, and they had started reselling it on Amazon. Amazon got hip, and they kicked them off that shit. Then it even went even further. The attorney general of Tennessee, they basically raided that nigga house and confiscated that shit. And they put out a whole statement on it, basically saying it was like a law that he was breaking. I think it was like a some kind of like trade law, like
probably.
But they used some random shit. Collusion. It was some wild shit. Yeah, it was some shit.
I'm sure there's something because
it's probably something they just used like once in a while. Yeah. But they used it for him. Yeah.
This is a state of emergency. There's probably things you can't do. Mm-hmm. Like
if they won't let you buy more than 6 antibacterial wipes at Target, they damn sure ain't gonna let you buy 20,000.
What kind of it's like greedy fuck are you? Mm-hmm. Like what? Like one. How much fucking hand sanitizer? Like, I understand that they're reselling it, but like, honestly, like, I never understood people who capitalize on some kind of chaos. Like, y'all know how I feel about riots and all that kind of shit. What are y'all niggas doing? For why? Why? Yeah. What?
That like, toilet paper.
The only thing I'm capitalizing on is that stock market.
Listen,
I'm still buying
that. There's that.
You got to be a sick nigga to drive. They say he was driving literally like into like small little mom and pop shops in like random cities.
Yeah, him into these small towns where people already don't have resources.
Yeah.
Like what kind of stupid fuck are you? Like that's honestly the only thing that I can say about that because obviously it shows one that you weren't raised right. I don't know who your mama is, but she needed better. But aside from that, like who the fuck goes and hits all these little towns and spends $17,000 on hand sanitizers? Like, hey niggas, here it is on Amazon. Buy this shit for $20 a pop. Like, who are you?
Why not just drop $17,000 on some Apple stock right now?
No, you know what, bro? That's actually a much safer investment. Wild shit low. Yeah, but it was $17,000. So they did, when the report came out, basically they forced him into like a donation. So he donated a bunch of it to some organization.
As he should.
But either way, yeah.
Capitalizing on
people. No, fuck that, because he get a tax write-off for that shit. I don't want that.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. I just seen a whole bunch of sickness, man. I seen a report come out. Well, it was like a picture of a guy with like 2 pallets of Lysol wipes. And he was loading up on a truck. In the picture, you can see the truck backed up and he loaded up. So the person took the picture said they walked over to him and was like, yo, you know, are you donating that? It's like, is that going to like a school? Because they thought immediately, oh, he must work doing at the school.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, we taking all these home.
For what?
Bro, what are you cleaning?
That's going in his bunker.
Seriously. Like, what are you cleaning? It's like all the people holding toilet paper. It's like, bro, you got one ass, dog. You got one ass, bro. Look, like,
and
you
honestly, all that toilet like, paper any. Y'all should just get bidets.
Or just, okay. So if you run out, if you run.
Or just wash your ass.
If all else fails, just jump in the shower,
just
bro.
Just wash your ass.
Because you know what's still available that niggas have not been buying?
Soap. Soap.
Mad soap everywhere.
Mad soap. I don't give a fuck what type of soap. Soap is soap. Hand soap, body soap, hair soap.
Head soap.
I mean, all that shit. Like, but it's still in the stores.
Formerly known as shampoo.
Okay. Not to be confused with shampoo.
Niggas said hair moisturizer. Formerly known as conditioner.
Niggas be blowing me. I was in Target yesterday, and the things that were missing were just mind-blowing. Yeah. Like, everybody, the DiGiorno pizza. All that shit was gone. I'm like, yo, like, niggas eat DiGiorno pizza like this?
This lady at my job said that somebody was in Costco buying like five things of sodas. I was like, dog.
Cases of sodas.
But it wasn't even the pallets. The big jumps. She said it was.
Why and
she was
are y'all like, acting like y'all are buying something for them homecoming?
First of all, right. That was perfect for New Saver Days.
Say they got shit.
But first of all, sir, if you buying that many sodas, my nigga, you're willing to risk diabetes to avoid Corona? Like, how much soda are you drinking,
you're
bro?
You're not gonna get Corona. You're gonna have the sugar.
Like,
you know what I mean?
You need like we live in a weird country where like we need everything. Like, you have to have something. Everything. Yeah. Like,
just to say, you guys.
I guess that's why. Like, I don't know. I guess I wasn't so. I haven't been so concerned because, like, I got that stuff at home already.
Right.
I have Lysol spray. I have Clorox wipes. I have soap.
Toilet
and lots
paper.
Of it.
Right.
I have toilet paper.
Right.
I have the resources I need. Why are y'all just now getting
this
stuff?
Look, I ain't going to hold you, though. I got a little scared because I was like, all right, I walked to the toilet paper aisle and I saw all the toilet paper gone. And, you know, paper towels next to them. Like, shit, paper towels gone. Then I look over at the napkins. And slowly but surely,
I might have to do it.
They didn't have like face tissue.
No.
The puffs was gone.
I know, all that the wipes. All that joint was gone. And I'm sitting there like, yo.
Niggas even buying the bad toilet paper. Like, niggas.
The one ply.
That's the one. Put your hand. Bro. Niggas is out here wiping their ass with dry ass napkins.
Listen, here's the thing. But here's the way.
Gonna be sore.
You're going to chafe right between them cheeks. Chafy cheeks.
That shit going to break off, my nigga.
But here's the thing. Here's how you combat that. Because you think, like, you probably shouldn't be flushing it. If it's two ply, you split it into one.
Okay.
And that way it'll be a little bit easier to like flush.
Man, yeah. Listen,
same thing with paper towels. If you have to use paper towels to wipe your tail,
yeah.
Split the plies.
Well, good thing we loaded up on good toilet paper here. So we're gonna be all right. If all the push come to shove, we be all right, though. Like I said, I got soap. I would jump in the shower.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was ahead of the game, though. I always get flushable wipes, my nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Way ahead of the
you
game.
Know what's crazy? You know what's crazy?
Go, girl.
Okay. I seen them just on sale on Amazon the other day, yo. Fat Adam, Kid Deals posted one.
Yeah, Adam sent me a...
Are we dropping names now? Word.
Whatever.
Keep it playing for the podcast.
He sent me an article of how bidet sales have gone up. Yeah. Since this has happened, because people can't find toilet paper.
And it's wild because we living behind the times, because in Europe, every toy got a bidet.
Right. Everywhere, except for here, pretty much.
Yeah.
Speaking of sales going up, shout out to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy apparently has a soap company.
What?
Or something. Yeah, he started a soap business. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, he's been making bank. Let me tell you something.
Soulja Boy.
That boy, he got something. Right.
That nigga got the bag.
He is smart. So shout out to him.
Speaking of Soulja Boy, man, this don't got nothing to do with nothing, but I went to the Millennium Tour too, and as we walking into that joint, Soulja Boy's finishing up his performance. Like, we hear that shit now, so I was so blown, because that's really what I want to see. I know. Oh, so I was talking to my mom earlier, speaking about how we want to buy everything. My mom did something. You know, my mom, the cutest person ever. She went to the store today to get the dishwashing detergent that my sister uses for her bottles, for my nephew's bottles. She said there was three of them left. She was like, all right, well, I'm going to grab two. She was like, but another mom probably needs this, so I'm going to leave the other one. So she said, as she's going through the aisle, she says she's seeing people just loading their cart up with shit. And she's like, she's just looking around like, yo, why would you ever need six milks?
Right.
She said the funny thing is...
They're all going to be bad.
She was bad in less than 2 weeks.
So this is when she went into a rant. She went into her foreign rant. And she was talking about... She said she was seeing people get 6-7 milks. And she was like, but all the cereal is still there. She was like... And then she started talking about how Americans ain't never been without milk. And she was like, Americans ain't never had to improvise and use evaporated milk or carnations for their cereal.
Listen.
I'm like, all right, lady, nah, y'all lived a different time. Because she grew up poor.
Cereal casserole.
Right, like
that's what I was about to say. They grabbed that milk for the casserole, my nigga.
I went to
French toast. French toast.
That's where all the bread went right. too.
we did Corona Saturdays this past Saturday. We had like a wine tasting at the crib. So I went to Eastern Market and I got some shout out to Canelo's Delicencia. How you say the full word?
Delicatessen? Oh Jesus. Oh my God. I was really trying to be nice. I covered my mouth and everything.
All I did was just look at Caitlin.
Listen,
I couldn't look at you because you know I was gonna bust out laughing. So I'm like trying to figure out.
If you would have gave me a second, I would have figured it out. I was about to say
your boy said delicatessen.
No, he didn't say delicate anything.
No, he said
delicatessen.
What's it called? I thought it was about to say Spanish shit. It sounded like Spanish shit. Delicatessen, whatever, nigga. That sounded like
a deli.
Why'd you say deli?
Because that's not the name of the jump. It's
you could have said deli.
No, but I wanted to get to the name because when you Google it, you'll find it is Canelo.
Here's the thing. Here's the beautiful thing.
Bro, I swear, the sign does not say that.
But listen. Here's the great thing about Google, right?
What?
When you type in Canelo's D-E-L-I, boom, delicatessen is going
to
come up.
Anyway, shout out to Canelo's Delicatessen.
Oh, right. Yes.
In Eastern Market because...
Give him two rolls of toilet paper.
I wanted to make a spread. I wanted to make a spread. And obviously, all they'd be having is like pork shit, like salami and prosciutto and all that. So Canelo's, they have duck prosciutto. Fire, phenomenal. I got some in the fridge if y'all want some. And I also got, they also do this dry aged beef salami. Fire. But anyway, so I went to Aldi because they have like randomly, they have like a really good cheese selection. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go there and get all the cheeses I need for the cheese board. But I'm walking through that joint and literally in front of the milk, like refrigerator on one of the pallets that had like random shit was on there, like mayonnaise or something. Somebody had like put like five boxes of milk out on the cart, on the
instead of putting it back?
Bro, I touched it. The shit was warm.
Okay.
Yep. I'm like, bro, y'all niggas rode around the fucking store with all this milk, knowing you wasn't buying all this milk.
Just put it somewhere.
And just gonna tuck it anywhere. That's five milks that somebody that actually needed it could have gotten.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even that's just inconsiderate shit that niggas
is
doing.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand people. I don't understand how they think, like,
why y'all got all that.
No, we do understand how they think, though. They took the milk, the toilet paper. I seen condoms was done.
Right.
All the condoms was
hella
done.
Babies.
Mad December
you know
babies.
I mean, like, it was just mad okay. Random shit, but sad. Toothpaste was still work. There.
Yeah, yeah.
Toothbrushes were still there. Listerine. Shit. Hell, even the magic erasers were still there. I'm like, fine. Shit, you can take that.
Niggas ain't cleaning for real.
Yeah,
niggas
like, you can take that and wipe something off, yeah. But the mops, everything was still there. I'm like,
bless.
Well, shit, man. Well, all right, so I guess just to wrap this up, man, what is some, let's talk about some things that people could do to pass time while we all sitting at the crib.
The quarantine and chill.
What's some shows y'all watching? Is there anything good? That's
I just
right
started
now?
Watching.
Yeah, I need some shows because
the show I'm about to start watching.
I got Hulu
is
and Netflix.
Week. It's not week, but I just don't know if anybody be interested in it. But I started watching On My Block, which is like a cute little.
Oh yeah,
show. It's really cute.
I didn't finish
like
season
in
one.
Second or third.
It's in the third season.
And it just got renewed. Yeah.
It's really cute. I've only gotten to like episode 3 at this point, but that's just because I've been like staring at the wall because I don't really want to watch TV, but at the same time I need something else to do than to be looking at my phone or whatever.
Yeah.
But On My Blog is one I've been watching. Now this is just a regular TV show, but I love 60 Days In, and
that's my second favorite show on TV.
Are you keeping up
bro,
with
I've seen literally every season.
Me too.
Every
are you watching now though?
Yes.
Okay, did now? You see the Space 2?
Of course I did.
Okay, so 60 Days In, they basically take random people and put them, well, they give them a task of like finding out what's going on inside of the prison. Like there's something that is an issue that the prisons are dealing with, right? Like that specific prison. And so they have, what's like 8 participants go in and they're undercover as inmates. And they have to live in jail as inmates for 60 days.
60 days, yeah.
Finding out, like, they're basically doing intel. So they're finding out information, finding drugs, finding weapons, finding, like, all this stuff from, or like, this specific season, they've been really heavy on, like, getting the bad correctional officers out of it. So, yeah,
so this season, what happened with this season, all the people was trash. They had a cop on there. They had to take her out because they figured out she was a cop. So they had one guy that was a CEO in Atlanta. So they brought him to basically save the program, and this nigga killed it. Like, he was really, really good. So good that they want to bring him back for, well, they brought him back for part 2, and they're bringing only correctional officers back. So, like, because they have experience in the jails. Right. So it's going to be interesting
and
to see if them niggas, it's going to be interesting to see if them niggas know how to survive in the jail. But this is like the, probably like the sixth
this
or seventh
is the sixth season.
I've never heard
when
of it.
When I tell
that.
You
it's
that
really
show
good.
Is amazing.
It comes on right after First 48.
Uh-huh.
So if you watch First 48, just keep show on and roll right
into
60
days.
60 days in. Yeah,
it is amazing.
It's a good one.
Bomb.
It's good. Yeah.
It's so good. And it's cool too because like there are some of the inmates and I understand like why they flipped it over to actual like correctional officers like being a part of the program because these like everyday people are fans of the show.
Yeah.
So they're just in it really for the experience. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them come out, like if they don't like leave early, they're in that joint and they literally become inmates. There's been a season where like this woman like fell in love with an inmate.
Bruh. And that's what's about to happen. This bruh.
Yeah.
The season she talking about is wild, but it was like a lesbian.
To watch it.
A lesbian girl went in, but she was like cute. So they was on her.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm sure.
They was on her. She was in that show having sex with Jones and everything.
Yes.
No, that show, yeah, that
it
show.
Was,
it's
it
a really
was
good
real.
Show. It's super entertaining.
Yeah.
No, it's really good. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
but it's really good.
Good.
It's really good. And I was big First 48 fans too. So
I would add The Outsiders to that. The HBO series. It just wrapped up. If you have not seen it, it's really good. It's based on a Stephen King novel. Steve Bateman, the guy from Horrible Bosses, from Ozark and all that.
You mean Jason Bateman?
I'm sorry, Jason Bateman.
You was thinking of Steve Carell?
No, he was saying Stephen King and Jason Bateman.
At the same time, I was combining the name. I said Stephen King initially is based on his book, but Jason Bateman, he's the director. He's also in the show. Phenomenal show. Like, this Jones going to win hella awards. It's a phenomenal show. Basically, not to give it away, there's somebody that's going around killing children.
Okay.
But not in, like, the way that you're thinking.
Okay.
They're like, it's weird. I can't even
explain. That's the thing about Stephen King novels. There's always some kind of science.
Yeah.
Sci-fi
it's
type
really,
of like paranormal.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Like I was on, like I started like a little hive on Twitter with like people that like, got people into watching it. You are on the edge of your seat every second of every single episode.
Right, I was about to say my nerves. Yeah. I can't even watch Stranger Things.
That trunk is really, really good. Like
yeah,
I was,
hell yeah, Stranger Things.
I got through one episode. I was like, all right, off.
Oh, it's so good though.
Nah, the Outsiders is put that like at the top somewhere of the shows to jump into, man. If it's, the finale, when I'm give you a heads up now for the finale, watch through the credit. Okay. Just watch through the credits when I get to it. It's a quick watch. It's like 10 episodes, I believe.
Probably.
Just on like
one season
so far. Okay. Maybe.
And you gotta have HBO Go, don't you?
Yeah. And while you're on HBO Go, Euphoria.
That's one that I want to watch.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
They were working on season two, but they had to postpone.
What's her girl name?
Zendaya.
Coleman. Oh my God. Killed it.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Don't know nothing about her. I just know she was popular with the kids and all that. This right here, her robe.
My kids love her. That was the thing. Apparently, like when the show came out, people, like HBO was like, do not let your kids watch this just because Zendaya's in it. Like,
very adult.
Not appropriate.
Yeah, it's
and
very
then
adult.
Niggas still had the audacity to let their kids watch it and then complain.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now that show's very, very adult.
Yeah.
I mean, but it clearly, when the show comes on, it says MA or like for mature audiences or whatever.
But people are.
You just kind of get past the fact that these kids are like in high school and like it's adult shit.
That's
going on.
The crazy.
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to like kind of look past that. But I'm telling you right now, HBO has been bodying fucking shows. So that.
Yeah, I've been watching Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies. And if you could go back, there's another show called.
Reese Witherspoon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Night Of. That's another one. That was one season.
Yeah, that was one season.
Oh my God.
I started watching it, but then I think
what is that
I
about?
Just fell off.
An Indian kid gets caught up. He goes out for the night. He goes partying, he gets drunk, might have took some drugs, ends up in a murder scene somehow.
Yeah, he doesn't remember anything.
He ends up in jail. And it just shows how, like, you could go into jail innocent, and because of the environment, you have to turn into a savage. And you can see how, like, you're taken advantage of, and you shift.
Yeah.
And even when you get out, you're still there. But fucking phenomenal, bro.
Yeah, it
phenomenal.
I think it won.
Really good show. It won Hella Awards.
Yeah.
Hello Wars, yeah.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard of Hunters?
I plan on watching that too. Hunters.
That's on Netflix.
It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's pretty much like it has. Was it Robert?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's pretty much.
Oh, so it's good.
It's a team that was formed to find all of the Nazis that were sent over here.
The U.S. Or like Argentina
to the U.S.
Oh.
To pretty much infiltrate communities. And just be able to thrive in those communities and instill themselves in them. So now there's a team that was pretty much formed to find people. And
what years is
that? I'm not sure.
I just know.
Just based off what I've seen, like the fashion, I think it's probably 60s.
Okay. You said this is on Amazon Prime?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Word.
Did y'all hear about Universal? Dropping like all of the movies that are supposed to be coming out
within
the next couple months.
Fast and the Furious is not coming out.
Mm-hmm. But they're supposed to be like dropping them digitally, so we should be able to watch them online.
How that's gonna work?
I don't know.
But you just have to pay to stream.
That's my thought. It's either you'll have to pay to stream. Yeah, that's the only way I can
think. That's about to kill the movie theater.
But my thought is that it's not going to last long. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be a thing forever.
But it opens the door for something.
And this goes into the other conversation that we're talking about. Because of the coronavirus and companies being forced to have to take a step back and look at their current operating model, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to change. Like, I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and TSA, they're now allowing you to bring on, like, 12-ounce pumps of hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, after 9/11, there was a lot of reaction, right? There was a lot of block this, on 3 ounces, 3 ounces here, 3 ounces there. And when you take a step back, it's like, well, why?
Yeah.
Why do we actually do this?
Right.
I'm not going to blow up a plane with hand sanitizer. Yeah. Yes, it's flammable, but it's not enough to fucking take this whole plane down. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of organizations, I think the government as well, need to take a step back. I saw that certain cell phone carriers lifted their unlimited, like, their fake unlimited data. Like blockage, like they took that away, and it's like all that shit's created.
Yeah,
all of that shit is created. Why was there ever a limit to unlimited?
Yeah,
it's all for money.
It's all. I was literally gonna say it's all money, even down to like having a certain size of a thing. You have to now go out and buy sizes for things to actually get through.
Travel size.
Oh, the travel size stuff.
Yeah, literally, exactly. Just so you can get on an airplane that you already paid however many hundreds of dollars.
When I could literally take my lotion that I already had at the crib, you know what I mean?
Right, it means that you have to go buy multiple things you already bought.
Explain to me why there was ever a block on the amount of toothpaste I could put in my carry-on.
There is no
What is toothpaste?
Well, you could empty the toothpaste out the tube and refill it with something.
Yeah, but if you're doing it on a carry-on, I'm putting it through TSA anyway. So if y'all want to look at the shit anyway, you could do it. They have the sensors that smell and all that good stuff. So
yeah.
I mean, what exactly?
I've been pulled by like at BWI. Is it BWI? They make you like it is BWI. They make you walk through like two at a time through
with
a line,
the dogs?
And the dog like will. And I got y'all when I tell you I got pulled.
Yes.
And I was like young. I swear I don't have nothing. Come to find out, they were like, do you happen to have any pets at home? The dog smelled another animal. Nigga, so I've been standing here for 2 hours waiting for you, thinking and y'all are like probing me and patting me down and like all this extra stuff out in front of people. Like, you didn't embarrass me already.
I get stopped all the time.
It's so dumb.
I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least I know they're doing their job. It's like when I get a good pat down going to like a bar or club. Like when security, I'm like, so y'all niggas pat me down good, like, because it makes me feel safe knowing
I know that everybody else
is exactly. You know what I'm saying? Well, pat me down good.
That never, right.
I love when I get a good
that
pat
never
down.
Happened to me before, so that was new, but
Wait, what are you talking about? Oh, operating mouse for the movie. So they're streaming, they're going to allow for streaming for like all these
movies?
I'm not
100% sure what it is.
I can only assume that's what it'll be.
Yeah, it has to be streaming. I only know that they're going to premiere these movies.
I just know a lot of businesses and a lot of different industries are realizing now that they can gain more business virtually, especially like SoulCycle just introduced their competition to what is called Peloton.
The Peloton, the bike,
So SoulCycle now offers classes virtually, just like literally it's the Peloton, but SoulCycle's version where you can take classes with.
Hold on. They put out their own bike or is it?
Yeah. So, they put out their own bike where you can take classes.
Live classes?
Yeah, you can take live classes from your place with like the actual classes in the studio. Right. Yeah. So it just opens up their range because not everybody can make it to the class, you know, different things like that. Yeah. So they just literally opened up their whole operating model.
Right.
For more money. So it's a lot more businesses like that that are thinking now they're looking more towards like that virtual substitute. Mm-hmm. And even Planet Fitness is doing it. So.
Oh, really?
They're just offering classes online now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, since you can't come into the gym, you know, they're offering these free, like, workout classes.
And more than likely, they're going to keep them things going.
They have to. I mean, why not?
I do appreciate some of the good stuff that has been happening. You know, a lot of kids, I know for myself, I went to school, you know, I didn't go to school just to eat breakfast, but I know I had to.
Yeah.
I had to eat my breakfast at school. Like, my mom was saying, make sure we sent early. Like, you get that free breakfast, better go get it. You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes, you know, it is what it is. We ain't have it. So, cool. Anyway, I do like the fact that DC is using all of the high schools majority of high schools to my knowledge, to continue to have breakfast and lunch available for kids.
So that's in Maryland, too.
Maryland, the same thing.
And a lot of restaurants are doing that as well. There were a lot of the restaurants. Came out first as being the ones that would say, you know, kids can eat free. And
I saw Po' Boy Gems was like one of the first ones.
Po' Boy Gems. There's another place on Rhode Island Avenue. It's like a taco spot that does kids meals for free. Apparently, McDonald's is starting to do it now too.
I think Ann Pizza doing it too. I think Ann Pizza is doing it.
Somebody told me somewhere a burger in Georgetown.
Z Burger.
I don't know. Maybe.
That's good to see companies like that. They're actually responding well.
At least the schools that I was telling you earlier, like schools in Prince County, fortunately, like they do that all the time.
That's good. Now Garfield, they do dinner.
They do supper too. Like in my kids, they do supper, which is supper. Right after.
That's dope.
And it's available to all kids 18 and under.
That's dope.
So it doesn't matter if you go to the school or not. Yes. Because it's not dinner. It's something in the middle. It's something in the middle. Yeah. It's not like a full meal, it's not just a snack.
I never knew the difference.
But
this is what they call it. When I think supper, I put the S and I say something in the middle, like it's between lunch and dinner.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I always thought supper was dinner, but that was just the term that certain people use for dinner.
No, so like they are offering like a certain window.
My laptop be tripping.
Yeah, I was like, what is that?
I have no
that's,
idea.
That's that OnlyFans download.
I was going to go. Wow. You can pick up breakfast and lunch. Doesn't matter.
Bless God.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. All righty. Always back to the OnlyFans. Okay, sidebar real quick. The films will be available for 48-hour rental. All right. For $20. You can rent them for 48 hours for $20.
And that's it?
Yeah. So it says...
How many hours?
What's the download 48 protection?
48 hours.
Okay. What's the download protection on
so
that?
Don't download that when you try to catch some cheeks, dog, because because that joke going to be on.
That's what you get when and then you let your heart win.
You never going to watch it.
That's my joint. But yeah, I think it's movies that are currently out. It's not like new movies.
Okay. Gotcha.
So any movie that was coming out this week, next week, they're going to have all them down.
I did hear Tari was firing people if they didn't show up for their shift.
So let's talk about work. Let's talk about that. I did see Target. I heard that.
I heard.
That's ridiculous. Firing people for not showing up.
I heard there's a big gap between the response from companies. Some companies are all in, like Facebook. They're giving everyone an exceptional rating for the rest of the year, which means that they're eligible for an additional bonus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I believe they're giving everyone an additional $1,000 on their next paycheck.
Google's doing the same thing. Or something like that. Google's doing the same thing. Amazon's also increasing their wage workers. But we know why, right? When you look at the average salary for somebody that works at Facebook, I think Amazon is up to like 140.
Yeah.
Google, I'm sure, is around the same. Facebook, I guarantee you, is around the same. Yeah. So they look at, they treat their employees much different than a McDonald's worker or a Target worker or a Walmart
worker.
You know what I mean? And it is fucked up because McDonald's, Walmart, Target, they're like some of the highest grossing companies in the United States.
They don't care.
And they still give no fucks. When they're talking about passing a bill to help small businesses pay
the stimulus package.
The stimulus package, some of it's supposed to be money for small businesses in order to continue to pay their payroll. They wanted to remove payroll tax so organizations could essentially pay money back to their employees, which we know they're not going to do.
Yeah.
I know they talked about sending money out to every person in America.
Yeah, every person who has filed taxes or has filed their taxes in the previous year or whatever they're thinking about, just literally sending them a check.
Mm.
And at least my mom was also telling me that that's where I get my beyond that. They're also for people who do file their taxes, if you have to pay, or defer it for 90 days.
That's good money.
Yeah, that is. I mean, my biggest thing that I really just want to say before I forget is, you know, a lot of us have friends that work at restaurants. They work for tips, man. Like, reach out to them, keep them in your thoughts. You know what I mean? If you have extra, reach out to them to see if they need anything, because obviously without restaurants being open, they can't make money. Right. You know what I mean? They always say, you know, make sure you save for a rainy day, but unfortunately, doesn't work like that all the time. You know what I mean? So, but if you're in a position where you have, you know, you make an extra dinner, you know what I mean? Maybe reach out to your homegirl or your homeboy and maybe invite them over, invite their kids over if they got, you know what I mean? Just think about them in this trying time.
Somebody aside from yourself.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
If you need to.
Absolutely.
Like, if you have people in your lives that you know don't have the same resources, that it's on you to make sure that they're taken care of.
My mother, she worked for Alexandria City Public Schools, but she's an hourly worker. And so she's going to be home for who knows how long. So she don't get paid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, she obviously is in high spirits. She got whatever she need. I'm here.
I feel like they're going to have to do something.
I think they're going to retroactively pay. I don't know if they're going to do it right now.
The Prince William County said something about if work a substitute stuff like that, like people who are hourly, if they've worked just like in the last, like from before a certain date, that they should.
Hopefully, because they're government workers at the end of the day. Like, that would be wild. But as of now, she knows they have not discussed it.
Yeah.
And this
was an email. I think that was today.
Okay. So I got to holler at her and see what's up. Because I talked to her today.
Just make sure she's checking her email and stuff to see about any updates about stuff like that. Like, even my little sister, she worked retail.
Mm-hmm.
And she was obviously freaking out because they're closed malls early.
It's closed, period.
She works at Tyson, so like this shit's wild. And it's a lot of international people come there. So it's just high, you know, the track is probably a little higher risk. But
and they got the little conveyor belt sushi junk that people would just be touching. Son, that's just
the metro comes there. All that there's the hotels. Son, that
bro, I've been driving to work because the metro petri dish, bro.
Nigga, if you riding the metro right now, you don't like your life.
Some real life. I was riding the metro all the way up to Monday, and I really woke up Monday morning and I reassessed my life. I said, Nah, man, because the drive from here to Bethesda, even though it's Bethesda, son, that shit was still like an hour, and on the way home is nasty. But ain't nobody on the roads now, so it's been like 40 minutes.
I had the knife coming over the bridge. I was like, what? What is this like?
It's sad because I know people gotta, like, you know, take public transportation, but dog.
Yeah, it's gross.
Just gotta something like this.
Yeah, gotta stay prayed up, bro. And it's apparently nasty.
The buses or the DC, like transit and stuff, they have announced that if you don't have to go anywhere, don't go anywhere, and they're only shifting the buses.
Bro, they doing a weekend schedule on trains was every 12 minutes. So it's only buses now?
Yep.
But that's the trash thing, because there's no real link between, you know, the authority and then these companies. Because some companies, like a Target, from what I hear, are still forcing people to come to work.
Oh, that was what I was saying.
And you got to take PTO?
Finish my thought. They ended up sharing communication with them that if you were scheduled for, because they're closed until the 30th, over now, they're closed until the 30th. Mm. So they were like, if you were on the schedule, you'll get paid for any of the hours that you were already scheduled for to that date.
And that's how it should be.
Right. Yeah, like, obviously, it's fucked up that that may not be the case for a lot of people. But at least there are companies that
are the right thing, man.
There's
none of these companies are hurting. At the end of the day, even taking a loss is great for them because they're just going to write it off as a business loss. All these companies are going to report losses.
Yeah.
Every last one of them. Every single last one of them. The least that they could do is, at least like you said, if I sign up for, you know, 60 hours between now and the next couple pay periods, at least pay me out to that. You know what I mean? I literally cannot control what's going on.
They're not getting paid.
And this is one of those.
A lot of money anyway. Yeah.
And you can finesse this year, man. They expect loss.
And on top of that, they're going to get money. All these corporations are going to get money from the government.
All I need, motherfuckers, is
the small businesses that are going to really be affected. And with that being said, we at least should try to be cognizant of that. So when shit starts reopening, we start going to them and start shopping with them and giving them my money.
But look, that's a good story and all, but you know niggas ain't gonna do that. But 2020 has been a trash year because I don't know if y'all been paying attention to all this shit. You know, we might have the stimulus package coming through, you know, Americans. The government will not let us not spend money. So they will push the stimulus package through. But I don't know if y'all been paying attention. A lot of these companies are having turnover at their C-suite executives. Bro, like their CEOs.
Yeah.
You see the shit with Bill Gates, bro?
Bro, he stepped down from like...
Son, he's part of conspiracy, son. I'm trying to tell you.
And
my conspiracy is about Trump riding the corona wave into the next presidency. I predicted that we were going to get stimulus money around back to school time.
Okay.
Close to the election. People are going to be riding the wave of being high of getting this money, being able to shop for their kids and all that, and they're going to go vote for him. At least his constituents is going to go back out and vote.
Right.
Because I honestly think Trump is going to win a second election. I think the stimulus package is going to stamp it.
Especially when you send us niggas money.
And it's rumors that the stimulus package could come in too. I think they're talking about $250 billion up front out of the trillion and then some more on the back end. You know what I'm saying? So I've always sat back and thought like, oh, the nigga was chilling on this shit because at the end of the day, one thing Americans... like is stability through crisis. Money and stability through crisis. They don't want to change in the middle of, you know, all this shit going on, even though it could be a change for the better or a change for worse. We don't know. But that's the one thing that they want. Right. He's going to ride this shit all the way into November when he stamps his second term. And
It's weird to me because I'm just following the money. Yeah. You know, I see a stock market.
But Bill Gates also told niggas several years ago that coronavirus was going to kill half of America. He ran a simulation, his Bill Gates Foundation, and ran a simulation, and they literally said coronavirus was going to do it. Him and his wife donated a shit ton of money into coronavirus research. How the fuck is it all of a sudden this nigga decided to step down?
Hey. I don't know about that, man. There's several CEOs and high-level board members stepping down. Yeah. All I know is at the end of the day, you got to follow the money. So the money's disappearing. I mean, I'm staying quarantined.
This is outside of my realm. Of
quarantine and chill, man.
Hey, listen. What my man say on the wire? You follow the drugs, you find drug dealers.
That's it.
But you follow the money, and who knows where it's going to take
you. Yeah.
Okay. That's the truth.
What movie was that?
That's the why.
That's the why.
Yeah. Yeah. Why.
I guess I could watch that now.
Right.
add that to the list too. You know what I'm saying? Shit, what else we want to talk about though? I mean, we beat Corona down to death. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What else has been happening?
The baby out here acting a fool.
What'd he do now?
Hit another woman.
Oh,
did
Jonathan.
He slap somebody else?
He slapped another woman.
What's his name?
He slapped Jonathan. Somebody else? He
slapped somebody else.
Man. Jonathan Kirk.
Apparently, supposedly, the young lady.
He gave him Corona.
Supposedly, right. Supposedly, the young lady hit him in the face with her phone.
Oh, this is the same person then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I saw the video. It didn't look like it hit to me. It just looked like the flash was in his face. And I'm not saying that you should go around putting your phone in people's faces. You shouldn't be putting flash in people's faces. But
however,
the baby, we've seen him time and time again react
ridiculously
in stupid ways to things.
I feel like he was in within reason in some case.
Which one?
Like the guy at the hotel who he told not to record him and his baby.
Yeah.
He yoked him up. He deserved that.
Okay.
One.
But you got security though.
But
you got security though.
If you tell somebody that they need to stay away from you,
yeah.
Then and I mean you can't. The thing is, he's still human. You can only say something but so many times before you're like.
But that was like incident. To me, that was like incident number five.
Either way.
Like at this point,
in this instance, yeah. He's wrong.
Okay.
Because the thing is that he's a celebrity. Niggas are gonna want they're at your show or your appearance or whatever. They're gonna want to take pictures of you. If she's close to you, it was an accident, bruh. It's dark. She wants her flash on so she can actually see you.
Yeah.
And in her video or whatever the case is, the fact that you fucking slapped her because she wanted to be close to you—that's wild.
Did he like spit on another joint too? Was that him that spit on somebody?
No, I don't remember that.
Or was that? Or am I thinking about like Kevin Gates? But either way, like the way I look at the baby,
I don't think he spit on
it. The way I look, I think it was Kevin Gates. The way I look at it like this, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Baby is new to all of this. You know what I mean? He's been through some shit. You know, he talked about, you know, he killed somebody justifiably in Walmart. He got his house ran down into, got into a crazy shootout in his house. You know what I'm saying? He had to defend himself. So I can understand like walking around life like on edge. But at the end of the day, you have to think about the folks that you are responsible for. You have a family. There's people in your life that you are getting money with. There's people that you have to protect, and you just can't go around smacking niggas. And I feel like shooting somebody, getting off on that shit, makes you get like this invisibility complex.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what he has going on right now. Like, he can't be touched. He ain't been in trouble since then. He ain't really been in trouble for none of this shit, for real. And I feel like that's how you continue to do this. Like, yeah, I'm gonna get off. I'm be all right.
Yeah, no, I think that there's, I'm not saying that he's justified in it. I can understand.
Yeah.
In some of his reactions. However, like, this wasn't malicious. Nobody was attacking you. It was likely an accident. If she's in a crowd, there's people jostling around, jumping around, trying to get
somebody
close to him.
Somebody got bumped into all kinds
of bumped like, her, which bumped into him.
Exactly. Like,
my first reaction ain't about to just cut.
Like who just smacks the shit out of somebody just for the sake? And then like your apology was like, oh, I didn't know it was a woman. What? That doesn't make it any better. Like you,
they paid to see you.
That means that you didn't even know who it was that you were slapping. You just decided to open your hand up and just hit it across somebody's face.
He on crack.
That's wild.
Okay. Somebody, going there?
That's wild. That's wild.
I just think that, like, I think you have a point though. I think that there are certain celebrities that think that they have this. They have like a semi god.
It's a god complex. Yeah.
And I get it. He's riding the wave, and he has this pop of fame right now. No, I get it, but at the same time, like,
I just want to see the nigga. I just don't want to see the nigga go to jail. Stupid. That's the thing.
Well, you know what I mean? He will.
It's only but so many times you can do dumb shit.
He will.
And like you said, the way that it's going, who knows?
He will.
You know what I mean?
He
sometimes you got to sit your ass down.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Sit it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Lay low. That's it.
Sometimes you got to jazz that.
Down. Sure. Yeah, no. I've just been, have y'all jumped on that? Because I feel like this is a huge wave and TikTok is bringing in all the coin. Have y'all gotten on TikTok now? Because now that everybody's home, that's all everybody's doing. Mm-hmm. Have y'all jumped on it yet?
I got the TikTok app, but I ain't really do nothing with it yet.
I deleted TikTok. Thriller
was my shit, though.
I'm trying to not download it because I already know it's going to be a distraction. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to, like...
That's why I deleted it.
I'm trying to use this time as a creative to...
Yes.
You know what I mean? To really dive in. You know what? For real, though.
Hey,
really dive in and build.
Hey, now you're making me question and second guess my choice.
Nah.
What this nigga call himself? creative should it build.
As a creative, you know, because that's what I do.
No, TikTok is a time suck. It's one of the best things that's ever.
It is amazing.
It's so good.
But what's crazy is that, like, I honestly question my age just because there's so many, like, young kids on there. I'm like, I'm sitting here learning these daggone dances. Like, it's completely ridiculous. But there are so many people. And I love that, just talking about the whole, like, the fact that, like, we're now forced to be at home. I see a lot more families, like, doing stuff together. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know what I mean? All of those different things. I love being able to see TikTok.
You know what I think that we should make happen while this whole Corona thing is going down? Like, I need to get you and Kaylin together. So yeah. Y'all can do a little TikTok dance video. Oh my God. I stand already. This is premature, but either way.
But yeah. Oh, did y'all see people have been talking about Tom Hanks' son?
Chet Hanks.
My man. Chet. The Bumba Clock.
He's been like giving updates about.
You see my comment on this? You see my comment? Oh, what did you say? I said, first and foremost, nobody's asking for updates from, what's his nigga name?
Chet.
I said, the second of all, I don't even think Tom has provided updates to Chet to provide us.
His parents aren't even reaching out to him.
Don't fuck with Chet.
No.
I wanted to see him do it in patois, though. He did it in his regular voice, and I was a little upset.
He did a TikTok, too, right after. In the same clothes. Just in general. Like, he posted about his parents, and then afterwards, like, a couple, like, posts later, he was...
So this is the thing that I like about the internet, man. You give one random nigga attention and they just gonna continue to just like milk that shit. Like, and you know what, another thing that I don't like, and I'm gonna talk about it, man. I don't like when black women be standing for white men when they get black girls.
This episode about to be real over.
But
when
But when the shoes on the other foot,
talk your shit, King.
When the shoes on the other foot, it's a problem. You take the first C.
Exactly. Okay. Son. Okay, Umar.
All right. Okay. It's given.
When Chet came out doing that Jamaican shit, all the black women was in the comments like, oh, he fine though. Mad black women was in the shade room comments. Oh, he cute though. It's okay. He can cook me rice and peas. Son.
The main issue.
He can cook me rice.
I stopped listening at the shade room.
But either way, okay. The shade room is not representative. But just.
But also the fact that you said all black women. I wasn't like.
Okay. We all. A lot of us in here have seen Love is Blind.
I can acknowledge the fact that he is. Easy on the eyes, but I'm not about to be like,
go ahead.
Okay. So
but I'm not going to be the one to do that.
I got an example.
That's a low key.
I got example number two.
He has another one.
Go ahead, Cameron.
We all seen Love is Blind.
Yeah. Okay. See, talk your shit, King.
How many goals have you seen with them?
Is it about the fact that they're interracial, or is it about the fact that they love each other?
I'm keeping real, man. I think black women love seeing other black women with a successful white man.
I don't want no white man.
Especially if you've been hurt. If a black woman been hurt, bro, she wants to see another black woman with a nice white man. They love that shit. They love that shit.
If that was a black man who was with a white woman, y'all would have
tracked that nigga.
That nigga sell out. Trash. Yes.
Talk about it. I feel like you're speaking about a select group of individuals. For me,
it's mad black woman out there with a drag that nigga.
Ain't gonna be no yes when, king. You found your queen. None of that. That's all I'm saying.
In this whole instance, we'll speak on Love is Blind. It's because that is the most prominent thing of this conversation right now. Or most current, I guess to say. When did you ever hear Lauren open up her mouth and talk shit about a black man?
Never. Never.
The thing is about black women. I'm not done. The thing is that a lot of black men, and I'm not going to say all black men, because I don't think that's the case. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. The fact of the matter is a lot of black women and black men say things about black women in context to dating white girls.
I see what she's saying. Black men
usually excuse the way that they're dating a white woman because of what some black woman
and it may not even necessarily be a white woman.
I think it works.
It could be an exotic, a foreign.
But you know what's crazy? I think it works both ways. But unfortunately, you see a lot of the niggas on the internet and be like, the reason why I don't date black women is this. the reason why I don't date black women.
Or they just outright say it.
Yeah.
Or but at the same time, it'd be black women.
Label it a preference.
The black woman, it'd be black women that do the shit, they just don't talk about it. But they probably still feel the same way. They probably been through some trauma. A nigga did them dirty, so they was like, let me go get a check.
Done me dirty?
Would you date a Chet? So would you date a Chet?
Would I date a Chet? I don't like white men.
Oh, you just got
I don't even want to. I don't want to see a pink penis. I'm just. That's just it.
Oh yeah.
I don't be watching. I don't watch interracial.
What I say?
Moyer. I don't watch interracial porn. What is the white dudes either?
I just don't think. That
I don't watch interracial porn with his white dudes either. I don't watch any porn with white dudes.
I don't want to see white porn at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I watch the black. What? Black is elite, bro. Black is elite.
I can't deal with that.
It's like you ain't never seen black. Fake it like you ain't never seen no black scene.
I don't know what y'all talking about right now, man. I'm lost.
All right.
In the soul.
I just don't. One, yeah. I'm just going to go back to what you're saying. I don't think that black women revere.
You never seen black, bro? You never seen no black.
All right. Right. Let's go back. I agree.
You got hit me.
I agree. Right. The men are the main ones.
I think it's a particular type of nigga.
You know what?
It's a particular type of black woman that drag like man.
Yeah, and I think we only see the opposite because like you know we're men, right. So we pay attention to the women. And then
I don't know if y'all realize, but I am the result of such a relationship. When I can tell you that my dad is stuck to one thing, and that is certainly white women. I bet you it's for a fucking reason. As much as I love my dad, I'm not going to speak for him. I don't know. But at the same time, like,
that's word.
That's just one of those things that, like, I saw. Right. This is not, you know, so it's not, I don't want to generalize and say that it's everybody because I really don't, because there are plenty of beautiful black couples. And I love to see it.
I mean, I don't mind interracial couples either.
I just don't think that.
I'm not
sure you guys probably see it from a perspective,
I'm saying there's never. I wouldn't. I hope people aren't looking at it as like the reasoning I'm with a white woman is because a black woman has done something to me or because they are something.
But when niggas say that, that's what gets the traction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that gets the traction. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But there's a lot of it, though. Though,
there was a real funny joke a couple years ago. It was a dude. He tweeted, like, it was like a string of pictures of, like, interracial couples. It was a black man, white girl, right? Mm-hmm. And in the caption, it'll say, it was like pretending that they had, like, quotes. So it'll say stuff like, yeah, the reason why I'm with white women is because black women got attitudes. And then the next one was like another nigga. And it was like, oh, this guy said the reason why he with white women is because. So one of the dudes that was in one of the pictures, he seen it. And he retweeted it. He was like, nigga, delete this shit. I never said that. He was like, I love black women. Blah, blah, blah. He just was going in. He was like, I just happened to like this woman. Yeah. But black women ain't done me dirty. I love black women. But it's just funny once again because that's the shit that gets tracked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so right. even for us, we noticed that. Yeah.
Even Love is Blind, that's what they were trying to push because Lauren was very particular about what she was saying. She never said anything about like black men in particular, but she was like, you know, I've never dated a white man before. And the guys I've dated in the past have, you know, done such and such or haven't lived up to her expectations. And then like, you know.
When she was with her friends, she basically said niggas ain't shit. When she was on, she was on some radio joke. Yeah. She was on some radio joke. She was saying, like, they had mentioned that in particular. She was like, they had asked her, it was like Sway. Matter of fact, it was Sway in the Morning.
Yeah.
They had asked her something about, like, you know, being in a relation, interracial relationship, going to meet your dad, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, under her breath, she said something to the effect of, yeah, they made it all about race. But you're like, the way they edited that joke, they solely focused on it.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it was to get, it was
and her dad didn't attention. Help, but
her dad was,
that nigga
but he was
like,
honest.
Yeah, real.
So how you ask a nigga if you ever been a room full of black people? You expected him to say no, and that nigga was like, "Nah, I used to knock down a black girl."
Okay, I was with her for five years.
I used to crack that joke. You know what I'm saying?
This is just what I
honestly
do.
He handled. Like, I can't say that Cameron did not handle that. Yeah, he did. Handled it well. Like, you could see he was sweating, but like he was like,
yeah, he spoke his truth. Yeah, that's all you can do, for real.
But back to the, I don't know how we got here, but.
I don't know, you brought it up.
It's on both sides, though. There's an overwhelming amount of goals for the Cameron and Lauren relationship, but they also seemingly had a good relationship.
It has a lot more to do with just the way in which he treated her.
Yes.
She felt, I don't think that a large majority of it had to do with it. I don't. Yeah.
Cameron moved her into that nice big ass house.
Can I say
immediately. Wait. When they first got to, when they got together, she did not move in. She kept her place.
Do they live there right now?
Yeah, but that don't make it seem like all of a sudden he like Prince Charming like whisked her off her feet. Don't do that.
I got one observation that I keep telling my girl this, and she can't look at it the same no more. Cameron, to me, moves like a psychopath.
Bruh.
Go back and watch Love is Blind. I promise y'all.
Love is Blind has now become you. All right. No,
go back and watch Love is Blind and just watch the way this nigga moves. I think you was
going to say that. Me like, what?
I'm trying to tell y'all. Look.
This is the hottest take you've ever had.
No, bruh. I'm trying to tell y'all. Go back and
the NBA.
Watch any episode after they like. Watch any episode after they meet.
Okay.
And just watch him move. Watch him move. Watch him talk. Watch his mannerisms. This nigga's a psychopath.
Okay.
That's my theory.
That's your theory. All right.
I understand nigga he's a little touchy feely.
No.
Give me an example.
Psycho
or socio?
Yeah.
No, they can't. They closed the Kennedy Center until May 10th. They just sent out an email.
I don't know the complete difference.
Probably a sociopath.
I would think socio.
So what's the psychopath? Sociopath.
Psychopath is more. They're very like their mental is and they're aggressive.
Yeah.
Whereas sociopath, they're manipulative.
More like premeditated. Sociopath.
They both are, sociopath is more like they know what they're doing.
A person with a personality disorder manifesting itself in extreme antisocial attitude or lack of conscience.
It's that there a lot of sociopaths force themselves to actually interact with people on a normal basis, even though they have absolutely no interest in doing so.
So if we're talking about you, what is Joe?
He's a sociopath. Right?
All right. Yeah. Cameron, sociopath. Straight like that.
Okay.
But like he's not Joe.
Well, I still don't understand why.
We'll have to.
No,
look. Go watch any episode after they meet. Just go watch it and come back.
It's because he cries when he meets.
No.
That nigga did cry.
No.
He be crying a lot.
No, it's not even that. Like, just pay attention to Cameron.
The nigga said I relate, man. That's what you're trying
to
tell.
That nigga's a sociopath, man.
I need some references.
Exactly.
No.
Just go watch it.
The only sociopathic thing he's been doing is these fits ever since the show has been.
No, because I don't want y'all to
you don't want to validate what you're saying.
Yeah, I want y'all to go watch it and then tell me if I'm wrong.
Right.
but now it's in your mind. So you're
all right. You haven't
this nigga living on the this nigga okay. living
you
on
wasn't, okay. You wasn't paying attention to him. You don't
know
want
to you know what a nigga convinced himself.
Yes.
He was talking to himself in the mirror.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
He's a sociopsychic. What?
No, I'm you take the pee out the. Y'all were paying attention to Lauren the whole time.
We weren't.
Look, y'all were paying attention to Lauren the whole entire time because they made it about race.
No,
and go back and watch the episode. Oh, you're gonna be like,
we've already said this six times.
Go back and watch the episode.
I'm watching That's a Raven.
I'm trying to tell you,
I'm not watching that.
Sociopath, man, that nigga's a sociopath.
Are you sure?
Word.
Yes, positive.
Hey, listen, man. Y'all niggas got your PNBs for the week. Let's wrap this bitch up.
I'm sick of being in the fucking house.
Yeah, I am too.
No. I just want. Oh, my bad.
Go ahead.
Oh, my only one PNB. If you're a fucking service worker or you're out here working with people in the corona, change your fucking gloves, please. Ooh, like,
who's not?
Everyone's not changing their gloves. I was at Target yesterday. The lady is you know, she has her own her gloves, and I'm like, damn. I'm like, okay, she's not changing her gloves.
And you said that where?
Why you didn't go to the self checkout?
It wasn't working.
They probably can't like get new gloves every time
every
they get
transaction.
A new customer,
it's
though.
Not.
Yeah,
realistic.
Hey,
yeah, I don't think that's right.
It's just not. And if you really feel that way, then you shouldn't be at Target.
That is just
the reality of the situation.
Look,
you're not the one working there, so you can't dictate anything. The fact is that she's wearing gloves regardless, and you can't tell her per transaction that she has to get anything.
You're passing this stuff on to people.
Guess who's there?
That's it. It is what it is. You're endangering your customer. That's it.
You're endangering yourself.
Period. No. That's what the word is.
And this goes back to my first point. Nigga, you should have had it before this happened I did. I don't need to go to the store for none of this shit because it's not at my home.
Change your gloves.
Like regular.
Change your gloves. Period.
Can you imagine changing your gloves? Every three items.
I noticed your PMB and all that, my nigga. But when you was in Target, was you wearing gloves?
No, nigga, I wasn't even touching anything. I had the hand sanitizer right there with me. Early, like literally.
So why didn't you just spray Lysol after you got your stuff?
Nah, I'm just saying it. Not just for me, because I'm good. I'm just like awareness.
You think about the next man.
Awareness,
right?
Bro. Awareness.
If you don't stop touching your temples,
With both hands, awareness.
Hey, listen. So, what's your PB?
That's it. Change your gloves.
Change your gloves. All right.
Aware.
Okay. The only one I had was, I mean, it's really more personal. I realized that as much as I enjoy being in the house, I realized that now that I have to be in the house, I don't want to be in the house.
I don't want it.
I don't want to be in the house. Like, somebody asked me, like, what you doing today? What do you mean? I'm going to be in the house. Like, I mean, I could go for a drive or something, but like, what am I going to do? Like, what am I going to do?
That's what I'm saying. Like, just like how y'all did over the weekend, like, maybe you should just have like some small gatherings, stuff like that.
I think I'm going to keep Corona Saturdays going, man. I'm available. If y'all want to pull up to the crib,
I'll come another time. This time I was going through it.
What y'all doing this weekend?
I should be able to come.
Yeah.
I might do it again.
What is this weekend? I don't think I'm doing it.
St. Patrick's Day was today.
One of my friend's birthdays is this weekend, and she has and she had like all these like dinner plans. It's like
I seen my man, my man.
Okay,
people's wedding was this weekend, and they canceled that jump.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, they canceled.
Yeah, at least I feel like any kind of venue and stuff like that has to be
absolutely because nobody's making money. Like you should be a little bit flexible.
They should be able to be for a refund thing if they can't. Because this is obviously out of their control. It'd be different if it was something else. But
yeah, if you're a vendor out there and you know you got a contract signed and people had to cancel through the advisor, and you fucking still keep their money and don't allow them to reschedule.
Bills,
listen, Italy, they cancel all the mortgages. America do the same thing.
Yeah.
America do the same exact thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody making me all fucked up. So, listen, with that being said, y'all put y'all foot in the episode. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Let's just see. Hopefully, y'all niggas wash your hands properly because I'm trying. Actually, nah, I'm good because all I got to do is go wash my shit, take a little shower. So if I got the virus on me from one of y'all niggas, I'm good, right?
Excuse me. I don't got the virus.
I'm good. Yeah, I got the virus either.
None of us do.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, vibe of the day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to pick it. I'm going to keep it going. Jay Electronica, after 10 years of the release of Exhibit C, he finally released his debut album. I really wouldn't call it a debut album. I'm gonna call it Jay-Z's album. Because Jay-Z opened up this album. First verse was Jay-Z's verse. Jay-Z bodied every single verse. I think this is a really, really good album. Jay Electronica obviously showed up. He's very, very lyrical as well. What I like the most, he's been dropping a lot of content on his Instagram. And Erykah Badu commented on one of them jokes and was like, run me my coin now.
Okay.
Which is pretty funny because if you don't
know.
Pay child support. Yeah. And she was on
the Breakfast Club. Yeah, she got a kid with that nigga too.
Mm-hmm.
She has kids with lots.
Yeah, she's been getting that shit.
Andre, she got D. It's only three. Andre is Dre, 3000 is DOC.
And all her kids look just like her.
I'll
take that because 3000, he looked just like daddy. He do look just like his dad.
And the youngest one, who's Jay Electronica's daughter, looks like him too. But really? Right in the middle, yeah.
I see.
No,
more.
Puma is the one that's DLC's like, daughter.
Yeah, she definitely looks just like
her. Got you. Okay, that's the one I had. But either way, dropped a real good album. Go check it out. I'm going to play a song called The Never Ending
Take your
Story.
Time, brother.
One syllable at a time.
You hear that album? You listen to it?
Yeah. Nigga, you know me.
You was on it?
That shit dropped. That shit was dope.
Niggas was, yo. I got a PMB. This is my PMB, yo. Stop trying to argue my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I saw that shit. Hey, yo, let the shit digest.
Yeah.
I don't need to let shit digest. This is the thing. This is why
the most entertaining thing is to watch when they go back and forth with people. If y'all ever need something to do, on Twitter. My God.
You gotta keep, got the double screen for when I'm working.
So I wish it was like, I would love to see it in like text message form. You know how like you see the blue bubble and you can see the little three bubbles waiting? I cannot wait to see what this nigga says next.
Somebody gotta create an app where you can just Well, I guess Twitter does that where you get a notification when somebody tweets.
Yeah, yeah, you turn the notification off.
Oh, that's creepy as fuck. But yeah.
So my thing is this, bro. I seen a nigga, and bless Dom Hart, man. Bless Dom Hart. That's my man. This nigga said, well, you ain't even let it digest yet. Let me tell you something. You don't need to let lyricism digest. It's, you hear it. Yeah. I don't need, seriously. Like, you know what's lyricism, you know what's not. I don't need to. Maybe when you're talking about breaking down the content, yes, you have to listen to it more. But when I hear a nigga rapping, I don't need to hear it but one time for me to know,
if
this
like it or not. It,
bruh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But Jay was,
Jay bodied every verse, man. Yeah. Like, I've said that Jay Electronica and Jay is better than Kanye and Jay. And I think people.
I stand by it.
People, like.
To me, they have the same mindset.
I didn't even view it from, like, the music, right? Because we already know Kanye is one of the best musicians we've seen ever, right? Watch the Throne was an amazing album. Yeah. Even the individual things that Jay has done with Kanye, phenomenal from a production standpoint. Mm-hmm. But to me, I like this Jay Electronica album more so because we know that Jay-Z is going through like this spiritual awakening. And I wouldn't say he's Muslim. I think he's I think he's a 5% person. But you've been hearing over the last couple of years, you'll hear Jay like drop like little religious things here and there in his music. And I feel like through his awakening, being with Jay Electronica, who's so tapped into the Nation of Islam, like it allowed him to talk about things that he has never been able to express over music before. And I feel like that is what I appreciate. I appreciated you linking with somebody that has taken you to a place that you've never tapped into in your whole fucking 20-year career. You know what I mean? Like, yes, he's made great songs with Kanye, but the content ain't what I'm hearing here. And that's what I appreciate the most. And that's why I said I like this combo a little bit better. And niggas is like, man, you tripping. I'm like, how the fuck is I'm tripping? It's my opinion, bro. It's my opinion. Just this nigga's 50 years old,
floating,
rapping his ass off. But anyway, man, let's get the fuck up out of here. The never ending story. Jay Electronica, Last Testimony. Go ahead, check it out, man. See y'all next week.
Bye. Be safe. Wash your hands, please. Thank you.
With soap.
I
thought
you said
Have you ever heard of Taylor? The noblest of gentlemen rose up from Squalor. Tall, dark, and decked out in customary regalia. Smelling like paraphernalia, hailing from the home of Mahalia. His uptown smile was gold like a Frankie Beverly Day. His favorite song from Prince was not Raspberry Beret. It was Sometimes It Snows in April. He was brought up by the faithful in a cage of every unclean bird, ungrateful and hateful. The legend of the clandestine reverend from the bricks with the master's grip to pull a sleeping giant out the ditch. And I ain't even have to wiggle my nose like Bewitched. I just upshift the six, convert the V4 to a broomstick. But I tarry through the valley of death, my Lord give me pasture. If you wanna be a master in life, you must submit to a master. I was born to lock horns with the devil at the brink of the hereafter. Me, the socket, the plug, and universal adapter. The prodigal son who went from his own vomit to the top of the mountain with five pillars and a sonnet. The autobiography read Quranic. Spread love like Kermit the Frog that permeate the fog. I'm at war like the Dukes of Hazzard against the bosses of the hogs. Gip, gip, giggity. Alchemist put the icing on the soliloquy. Let it be forever known that I niced up the pen something considerably. J. Electola flow mainly is a poet mainly. The fatwa he issued on Al Shaitan was delivered plainly. It's the day of Kiyama. To the believers, I bring you tidings of joy. But if you want beef, I'll fillet me on ya. You can catch me bummy as fuck or decked out in designer. On I-10 west to the desert on a Diablo like a recliner. Listen to everything from a lecture from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to Serge Gainsbourg or Madonna or a podcast on piranhas. What a time we living in. Just like the scripture says, earthquakes, fires, and plagues, the resurrection of the dead.
Born with imperial features. I'm a page turner, sage burner, Santeria, Changong, December baby, Mauritius, St. Ho. Story takes place in ancient Egypt. They're cut off the nose, despite their face. They're still your Jesus. I can't tell how they white. That blue-eyed virgin is make-believe stuff. She throw me out of house. Say you deliver us from this heathen. I say that to Miss Tina. She sneeze at sun. Her photic reflex. They both have straightening combs. Little did they know, I hold the heat next. Neither tool can be used to fix our defects. P.S. We born perfect. Fuck all the BS. Everybody wanna be us for real. We just gotta see us. Inshallah.
I tried to turn the page over a zillion times.